what happens when you call 911 and there's no ambulance service to help you? That was the question faced by the city of Martinsville after their sole ambulance provider demanded an extra $80,000 from the city to continue providing service. Back in February, the city received a surprise letter from Care Ambulance, the private contractor hired in 2014 to serve the city. They wanted their contract increased from $30,000 to $110,000. That's over three times what the city had budgeted. Martinsville is a city of just under 12,000 residents, and the entire county only has around 70,000 people. But local governments are also responsible for providing emergency services to Highway 37, which is in the process of being upgraded to interstate standard as part of the state's I-69 project. Lack of ambulance service could pose a risk to travelers and commuters passing through Morgan County, not to mention the people who live there. In this clip, Martinsville Mayor Shannon Cole describes how Care Ambulance left the city with just over a week to scramble to find a new option for ambulance service.
Basically, what they did was they sent us a letter telling us that they wanted an increase from $30,000 to $110,000. We had a yearly contract with them that we would pay them $30,000 a year, and they sent us a letter on February the 8th stating that they wanted us to pay $110,000 a year. Well, of course, that was not in our budget for that year, so we had scheduled a meeting with them for February the 23rd, and it didn't work. But anyway, they basically then sent us a letter that was dated the 23rd, which was the day before we were supposed to meet the first time, stating that they were giving us our 30-day notice, and it went back to February the 8th. So we had, at that time, a week to find, you know, ambulance service so that we would not go without ambulance service.
The first step was finding a solution for basic life support, or BLS. Those ambulances are staffed by emergency medical technicians who are trained in trauma care and common medical emergencies like heart attacks and strokes. The Morgan County Emergency Management Agency operates one BLS ambulance and stepped up to cover the city of Martinsville in Care's place. But that still left Martinsville without an option for Advanced Life Support, or ALS. Those ambulances are staffed by paramedics, who are qualified to administer medications and are equipped with more sophisticated life support equipment. Martinsville was able to quickly strike a deal with IU Health to put an ALS chase vehicle on site, which could then follow the BLS ambulance on emergency runs.
So he got us a BLS truck. I went before the commissioners and asked them to go ahead and let us start negotiations with trying to get more of a permanent ambulance solution with the county for the city. They agreed, and that's when we were given the BLS system by then. And then we didn't have an ALS system or an ALS truck, which was pretty much, I felt, imperative. So IU Health stepped in and offered an ALS truck for us along with a chaser vehicle. And so it's gone very smooth, and it was really in a short amount of time we were able to pull that off because Care pretty much left us in a really bad position. I mean, that was really not a 30-day notice. Really, technically, they gave us about a 10-day notice. So being able to pull that off was, I still can't believe we did it because that was just so unbelievable, but we did. We pulled it together. We worked together, the county, the city, and along with IU Health, Morgan, and it's worked very well.
A short time later, IU Health also stationed an ALS ambulance in Morgan County for the purpose of transferring critically ill patients to other hospitals. Transfer services for IU Health in the county also used to be handled by Care. This wasn't Martinsville's first experience getting burned by a private ambulance service. In 2014, Rural Metro Ambulance left the state of Indiana entirely, also citing financial difficulties. Morgan County EMS Director Donnie Warren says private ambulance companies have a tendency to underbid their contracts. While this looks attractive for cities compared to paying for their own service, it often ends in the company being unable to financially sustain itself.
I've seen the model work in some places, but more often than not, there's just not the run load there to support the financial commitment that they need. So it tends to not work. I mean, there's been a ton of different services that have come through this area over the past few decades that have gone by the wayside, either gone completely out of business or had to uproot and move. Now, with those services, you know, they come in sometimes and they tell you, hey, we can provide you this service for this amount of money, and it looks really cheap compared to starting your own service. But then once they realize that the transfers and the run load that we've discussed aren't there to build a profit, they turn back to those cities and those towns and they say, hey, it's going to cost you this, which is sometimes, you know, 2, 3, 4 times what you were paying before, and now you have to come up with that money right now in order to do it, because most of the contracts are 30 days and then they pull out, which is what happened here in Martinsville. They gave them 30 days to say, hey, I need you to more than triple my contract and provide us with the money, or we're pulling out, leaving you with nothing besides BLS service.
Though CARE's short timetable for departure was unexpected, Warren said there was wide speculation within the county's emergency management staff that CARE could decide to quit. Within 2 weeks, they had a second BLS ambulance up and running, and the county already had contingency plans in place for working with providers in nearby counties. Martinsville and Morgan County have now decided to abandon private contractors entirely and have the county expand its ambulance service to pick up where CARE left off. The county has petitioned the state for help and plans to have several new ALS ambulances up and running by the end of the year.
Well, currently we have we petitioned the state for a excess levy, and it was granted. So we are already in the process of purchasing equipment and working with the state. As a matter of fact, we have a meeting later on this week with the state to discuss our plans with moving forward and exactly what they want to see, and they've agreed to help us any way they can. But we're trying to put 5 ALS ambulances in service in the county at different locations that are based on run volume and run loads over the past few years, which areas are the most concentrated runs coming from, so that we can meet response times and try to get people, especially in this county, 410 square miles of real estate, and trying to get people to definitive care and treatment is a challenge. So we've ordered some new ambulances. We have some existing ambulances that are ready to go. And as soon as we have our equipment and our personnel in place, we're going to have the state come in and certify us as an ALS service. And hopefully that happens before the end of this year.
We asked Warren about how the county has been coping with the traffic problems and longer travel times caused by the I-69 construction between Martinsville and Bloomington. While Warren was confident about the county's ability to handle emergencies, he did say that the construction has cut down on the number of patients transferred south to IU Health Bloomington.
It makes it a challenge, specifically being, you know, when you're down to one lane and the shoulders are not very good, they're not in good repair right now, it makes it difficult to try to go emergent down 37 towards Bloomington. There are some patients that are adamant about that's where they want to go, and if they're not critically ill, we'll go ahead and take them there. But in the situation that we've got right now, if a patient, if time is sensitive or critical, then we don't head that direction very often right now. We try to head more to the north, either here in town to get them stabilized at IU Morgan, St. Francis Mooresville, and the Southside Indianapolis hospitals are probably some of the most frequented by our service.
With I-69 Section 5 almost 2 years behind schedule, and the next section through Martinsville set to begin in the next couple of years, maintaining a high standard of emergency response on the highway will continue to be a challenge. but unlike CARE, Warren and the rest of the county's responders won't be giving up. We reached out to CARE Ambulance for comment, but did not hear back from them in time for this story. For WFHB News, I'm Jared Dill.